Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god, Ross, turtle it back.
It's a big day for Johnny Sexton, and it's a big day for me as well. I'm, you know, bringing the boys to see the great man win his 100th cap against Japan at the Aviva, and I decide to swing into Christian's gaff on the way there, just to use the old Josh Ritter. The dude is living in an apartment in Balls Bridge that has to be seen to be believed. The money from the vampire bed he invented is starting to come through, and to think that people laughed at him when he said the solution to Ireland's accommodation crisis was for everyone to sleep standing up. I push the intercom button, and he answers. I'm like, dude, it's the Rossmeister. And I swear to fuck, he goes, right. Like he's weighing up whether or not to let me in. I'm there, dude, can you open the fucking door? I should mention, by the way, that my idiot children are singing Rock Boys Are We, Our Title Is Our Glory, which has become a pretty much dawn to whatever thing since they started in Willow. Christian goes, who are you with there, Ross? And I'm like, what do you mean who am I with? I'm with Brian, Johnny and Leo. I'm taking them to the Aviva. He goes, it's just, well, I've got the kids this weekend. In the background, I hear Ross Jr., his eldest, go, don't let them boys in here, Daddy. They're evil. He's like 12 years old now, and he's scared of 3 6-year-olds. Although, if I'm being totally honest, there are times when they terrify even me. Fearless and bold, they're going at the top of their voices, whatever the danger be. I'm there, dude, you better let us up. They're bursting for the jacks, and I can't guarantee that they won't do it on the tennis court. That brings him quickly to his senses. Like I said, it's Balls Bridge, not Carrick Mines. And he buzzes me up. 30 seconds later, he opens the apartment door and the boys charge in there like sailors on shore leave. Ross Jr., by the way, has locked himself and his little brother Oliver into their room and is refusing to come out until we've gone. The boys are like, onward we go, to flinch or falter never. Rock boys are we, the blue and white forever. Christian goes, does that not bother you? I'm like, what, the singing? Well, he goes, more the song. I'm there big time, dude. It's like a fucking earworm. Even on the rare occasions when one of them isn't singing it, it's in my fucking head. Guys, you want to meet Johnny Sexton after the match, don't you? Well, how do you think he's going to react if he hears you singing that? A Mary's boy?
Daddy,
Ross Jr. through the door goes,
are they gone yet?
He's there, no, very soon though, making us feel like a bunch of social piranhas. I'm like, that kid could do with toughening up, seeing as we're criticising each other's children here. The kid goes,
Dad, don't let them hurt Peanut.
I'm like, who the fuck is Peanut? And that's when this, like, literally, chihuahua tips into the room. He sees us standing there and he starts yapping away. He's like, yap, yap, yap. The way those little handbag dogs do. Christian, without saying a word, produces a water pistol and squirts water in the dog's face. The barking suddenly stops. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing with a dog? He's there. I didn't get it for me. I got it for the boys. But Lauren decided she doesn't want them to have a dog. You know, they have like the worst divorce ever.
Yep, 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 yep.
This, like he said, Peanut dude goes. Christian points the water pistol at him again and lets him have it. 2 squirts and the dog is silent. I'm like, and what's with the water pistol? He goes, we're technically not allowed to have pets in the building, so I'm trying to condition him not to bark.
Rock boys are we. The boys are still going, our title is our glory.
And of course, I end up having one of my famous brainwaves. I'm like, Dude, give me the gun. He's there. Ross, I'm not sure that's such a good idea. Like he has anything to teach me about the art of parenting. I end up taking the thing out of his hand. Then I point it at Leo and give him two quick blasts in the face.
Fearless and bold, he goes. Whatever the... What the fuck?
I'm there. Stop singing that stupid fucking song. He just like glowers at me. His little underbite sticking out. Like he's about to spring for my jugular. But it's like some kind of miracle. He does stop singing.
Onward we go,
the other two keep going.
To flinch or falter never.
I'm like, to flinch or falter never, is it? And I give Brian the same dose. Two squirts straight in the fucking mush. Not only does he flinch and falter, he calls me every B word, F word, and I'm sad to say it, C word under the sun. But again, the singing stops. Now it's just Johnny, the great man's namesake, who's at it.
Rock, boys, are we the blue and white?
I point the gun at him and I pull the trigger twice. Instantly, the singing stops. Admittedly, he takes a run at me and punches me full in the stomach. But I want to see that kind of aggression in him, especially if he's going to be a 10. And for the first time in what seems like weeks, there's silence out of them. It's like when you go swimming and you have a bubble in your ear for days and then suddenly it pops. I can actually hear myself again. Leo opens his mouth to sing and all I have to do is level the gun at him to make him think better of it. I'm like, Christian, I'm keeping this thing. He goes, Ross, I need it for the dog. But I'm there, dude, I think we'd all agree that my need is greater. Then I turn to the boys and I'm like, okay, let's go, before I lead them at gunpoint up the Shelburne Road.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.